Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Drive Assist, the only motoring news article with a wheel at each corner and two in the middle, just for good luck. I'm Jeremy Smug Basterson.
Oh, cock, I'm Juan May.
And I'm not reading that line.
What's wrong with it?
Why do I have to be the hamster? That's sizes, that's what that is.
Well, I can't be the hamster.
Hamsters? What's wrong with hamsters?
Nothing. It's just not fair. I'm always the hamster.
That's wrong. Why?
Well, they're wee.
And adorable.
Well, if you put it like that, I definitely don't want to be the hamster. I mean, I'm mean and tough. I want to be named after something scary with big teeth.
How about the honey badger? You could be the honey badger.
No, that makes me sound like a Bond girl wafting about in a skimpies.
Okay. Well, what about a beaver? They're like giant hamsters.
Okay, look, I'll be the hamster, but I'm not happy about it, and you are not putting me in a big wheel.
Don't worry about that. We're sending you to space. And on that bombshell, it's on with the news article. This week we have exclusive news on the new model from Vodal.
I'll be wafting around in a classic Cobra Mark II.
And apparently, I'm being strapped to a firework and launched across the scenery.
Vodal started in the 3100s making little yellow carts that trundle around the inside of Coriolis stations. You can have any colour you like, as long as it's yellow.
But fast forward a few centuries, and the great-great-great-great-grandson of J.C. Bamston, founder of Vodal, decided to branch out and build something with more power.
The Scarab was born, the unholy crossbreed of a forklift truck, Charles pull-along toy, and a winning Parry Dakar off-road vehicle. The Scarab, with its tubular steel chassis, six-wheel drive, corner-mounted thrusters, and two-ton towing capacity, fast became the vehicle of choice for any explorer. Oh, and don't forget the dual repeaters.
Originally available in LX, GX, eco-friendly OMG and turbo WTF models with a variety of trim levels, pilots could choose a velour carpet, thick shag, or even 3D printed fake walnut dash, plus string lights and bobbleheads.
But now, they've unleashed a new beast. The Scarab GTI've got a bigger gun than you do. They've sacrificed the cargo space, the little cup holder, and those pointless ISOFIX points that no one ever uses, and stuck a second seat on top. Yes, the Scarab has gone two up.
We can't show you any pictures yet, as the Vodal executives will have my balls in a vice. But what we can tell you is that having a friend straddle your big cannon and give it the full moo whilst you're burying the throttle is an experience like no other. And now, back over to Juan.
I've ordered mine in British Racing Green, and my dash is real walnut.
Thank you, Juan. And now it's time for the hamster. Are you well strapped in?
I thought you were joking about the fireworks.
Why do you think we put that crash helmet on you? Say hi to Jupiter. Woof.
Oh, cock, you can't do that to the hamster. That's cruel.
He'll be fine. New feature. Star round a reasonably priced near star. Now, where's my burger? And somebody get me the producer. I feel the need to get cancelled by slapping him round the chops.
Dear God, hamster, give it a dab of Oppo, will you? Your arse is hanging out and you're leaving skid marks.